But but I do. I came home and I told my husband, I said, the Lord was on my side today. I'm so thankful that she did see that I was doing my job correctly, and that hopefully, I was thinking before, just as the day had started, because it starts with this same server every ride, jump, and go. But I thought, you know, I'm just going to love her till it makes her sick. You know, and I could get really have a bad attitude towards her and really get upset with her. But I thought, no, I'm just going to love her till she just can't stand it. And which that I tried to do that with, you know, with anyone, just because people in, you know, out in the world that don't have the love of Christ, that's all they know is somebody's got it out for you, or there's a motive, you know. And so I thought, you know, that's what I want to do with the time that I'm there is to show them that there is a different way to live and that Christ is definitely the way.
It's good to be here tonight. Appreciate the words from my brother. Like to see God's people come by and take part, eat from our table, and then tell us, well, I enjoyed that. Lets us know that they'll be back. Appreciate the words, Brother Michael, you give us tonight, food for thought, whatever, and appreciate getting to know God and his wonderful love. I've got a little cold, but please forgive me. I won't be up long. Make that lemonade. You get me later. yeah. Learning to love God and his people come from being led here. You know, I come from out in the world, no church affiliation. No God to look to. Brother Tucker nicknamed me the boy with no background. But I appreciate what I've felt here tonight. And in all our endeavorings, I've never met a people that's endeavoring to try and really please the Lord. And I appreciate that. You've heard my testimony, and the first Sunday I attended this church, God had a hold of me, and I wanted to leave. And as I walked through the doors, I didn't know it was God, but he spoke to me, and it was like a voice within, and the word was sincere. Of course, it was a little while later that I knew. I said, Lord, you were telling me that you brought me to a sincere people. And your love has stood out over 30-some years. And you've all been loving and kind. I've been a problem somewhat to some people, but you still love me. And I appreciate what I've received here. And I just want to go on with God's people. Some days I have to check my dipstick to see where my love is. And my mind is really tested on my job. I mean, I work with people that they go to church too. But I tell you what, if Bill Daniels cross their pathway, they speak to me in another language. But you know, I remember. Just hold it. Sometimes, Sister Cindy, I just said, just hold it. Because one day you chop somebody's head off and told them, well, I'll bust you in your mouth if you cross my path again. I put my hands in my pocket. I can't do nothing, Lord. But Bill Daniel, let me tell you. Oh, okay. All right. Fine. blessed is the man. They walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, man. Sometimes God speaks to me, and I want to tell somebody, scripture comes up. Soft answer, turneth away wrath. Yeah. Well, we got a job to love people. You know, some people are just unlovable. Oh, man. Woo. I ain't gonna get personal. But I appreciate the things that were said here tonight. And brother, God's on our side. We saw a sign here not long ago. If you say you're a Christian, you ought to act like your father. Some days I have to check, did I act like the Lord tonight? But a scripture come to my mind with all that's in my heart. In the book of Proverbs, I believe it's Proverbs 6. And what caused this scripture to come up was Sister Cindy's testimony. Be not weary in well-doing, and don't faint. Although adverse things will come your way. Our provider is watching. He watching. Yes, brother, it's a test. We want to pass every test. You're going to be tested in your love, your charity. It's going to be a good test come your way. I may have one tomorrow morning. I'm practicing on it now. I pull up on the parking lot, and there's so many spirits running loose and on my job. They're like little bats. Is that one of them? Oh, man. I'll be glad when I retire. I wake up some morning, Lord, should I go down there today and tell them just get my check ready? Should I go to Social Security this morning and just tell them, hey, I can't wait no longer. I can't wait two more years. Oh, God. Let me take a drink, would you? But I appreciate Sister Cindy was talking tonight that this woman really was endeavoring to be your enemy, almost. And had it not been for the love of God and your teaching, your training, you could have responded differently. I'm going to give you this scripture in Proverbs that I have to think about it sometimes. It says that when a man's ways pleases God, and what are we endeavoring to do? Please God, aren't we? When a man's ways pleases God, even are his enemies at peace with him. Oh, yes. Woo. When a man's ways pleases God, the three Hebrew children, they had some enemies, didn't they? You don't bow when the trumpet is sounding. That's it for you. It was their ways that pleased God. They had the fire so hot, they said that the men that threw them in got burned. Yeah. Huh? When our ways pleases God, even are our enemies at peace with them. Right. Saul had been rejected from God. He took it out on David. The crowd began to sing, Saul has killed his thousands. But young David has killed his 10,000. Saul had rejected God. Chased David all over the countryside, all up in caves and everything. I think David did slip up in his camp and cut the hem, a little piece out of his garment. But he said, I can't touch God's anointed. He wouldn't do it. What about you and I? When a man's ways pleases God, even are his enemies at peace with him. I'm endeavoring tonight to please the Lord. I make mistakes. But listen, we sang that song tonight. Lord, I want to go. Keep showing me the way. It's a way of trouble. It's a way of suffering. But how many still want to go tonight? Paul said, hey, listen. Nothing shall ever separate me from the love of God. And I've never been shipwrecked. I've had car accidents. Hurt my feelings because you bent my bumper. But I talked to myself. I've had things that told me this year, you know, God's not helping you. You ought to just leave. You ought to just quit. They'll never miss you. My adversary talks to me all the time. But I want that love that Paul had, that nothing shall ever separate me from the fellowship of God. I appreciate his love tonight. When I had nothing, he spoke to me. He said, I want to show you something. I'm glad I let him in. Aren't you?
Yes.
I'm glad I let God in. Because I had something that needed to come out. I appreciate the wonderful love of God tonight. Just wanted to lift my voice.
Praise God.
In love, where each other's
are knitted together in love, where each other's burden and blessings are shared. I'll always love the people who
Well, I appreciate this service. It's been good. It's blessed me. I appreciate Brother Michael Smith getting up and laboring in the service to bring us what we need. And I appreciate all the testimonies we had. And I appreciate Brother Robertson, his spirit. And aren't we thankful for what we have here? And then we're thankful, God. I told Brother Tally. I said we got to fill this place up. I said we got a wonderful message. I just told him we got to fill it up. But we have a wonderful message, and it's like I think it's in Colossians, the third chapter. Paul said this. He mentioned about putting on bowels of mercy, forgiving one another, being meek, being humble. All those things are good. What Brother Michael was talking about, I've always, about putting on charity, I've always liked to use the word practice charity. We practice with one another, then we practice with those out in the world. And Sister Cindy, you've been practicing charity. And we practice it until the love of God is completely formed down in our heart, and we don't need to practice it anymore. It's not a law to us anymore. It's just something that's part of our nature. It's like breathing. Couldn't make yourself be mad at that person if you tried. And I appreciate the work of God that's going on, not just this church, but all over the body. God's working. He's bringing his people together, like Sister Elsie was saying, knitting us together in love, and I really do appreciate that. So I'm going to take these things with me tonight. I won't say when I go home because I live here. I'm going to take them with me when I go upstairs. You know, I feel so bad for y'all sometimes when it's raining outside. You got to rent out your car, and I just go upstairs all dry. I'd like to invite y'all up, but there just ain't room. That's a small little place. And we got I'm really thankful for the Lord this week, and I've been asking for your prayers, answer to prayer, and my application went before the review board, the licensing board, Friday, and they're going to let me take my master's test. So thank you for your prayers. It's just God touching those men's minds, and now pray God would touch my mind because it's a hard test. I appreciate God doing that. And I did want to say publicly, I appreciated so much Sister Rochella's testimony last Sunday night, and it touched me. I love hearing, I'm like Brother Smith, I love hearing how people came out of Babylon. And I want to hear more of y'all's testimony. And I really appreciate her getting up and working. And then I wanted to take us to prayer, too. Let's keep praying. We need to call Sister Wilkins and Sister Rice. Encourage them. I know that they've been under the weather, but we need to call them and tell them we love you. We've been missing you. And let's pray for them too. And let's call Sister Catherine. I tell Brother Dodson every service. I said, tell your bride that we miss her, that we need her here. And he said, well, she can't come out until it gets warmer. I said, well, it's almost warm now. We need her here. Let's pray for those that aren't here, that's not able to be here. And then let's pray for Brother Smith as he goes to Fort Lauderdale, labors there. Sister McGowan.
Sister Rice's birthday is
87. All right, well, there you go. All right, thank you for the, yeah, appreciate the information, Sister McGowan. We need to honor our saints, don't we? Yeah. Let's really be praying for all those in Haiti. We have over 300 churches there, and a lot of them are right there in Port-au-Prince. And watching the news today just made me sick at my heart, knowing that we have brothers and sisters over there that are suffering, and they're going to suffer. There's people over there that's going to starve. People are already starving. We had a pastor. We were fortunate to keep a pastor one time. We've kept him several times. And he pastors, it's either 7 or 11 churches. I can't remember how many. But he says, over there in Haiti, it's not over here everybody wants to be a pastor. You know, he said over there, very few people want to be pastors because you're constantly getting knocks on the door. People coming and said, my wife is sick. She needs to go to the doctor. She don't go to the doctor, she's going to die. And he said, over there we have a rule that we don't give people food in our church unless they haven't ate for 3 days. And that's in a time of good time. That's in a good time. We heard a report here, and it was substantiated a while back, that our children in the body of Christ were over there eating dirt just so that they could have something on their stomach. And I think we are a compassionate people. We're fortunate to have a pastor like Brother Smith that is also a missionary, and that puts a greater calling upon this church, not only just to the Dominican, but to the other works, the Mexican works, the Philippine works. Sister Hutchinson. Brother Hutchinson, he's looking for that $1,000 check under his mattress. If you find another $1,000 check, if you would feel, you know, if you would feel to give extra, okay. One thing I want to say about missionary offering: a missionary offering should not interfere. That is not your tithes. That's not your offerings. You need to give your tithes, your offerings, and your alms. A missionary offering is just designated for that. Don't give $50 and then say, well, I'm just going to take that $50 out of my regular tithes. That's above and beyond. I've been with Brother Smith for a long time. And I remember when God first started putting on his heart to go to the Dominican, and how we had a building fund with a substantial amount of money in it, and we went through that with the work in the Dominican Republic. But I'll tell you what, every one of us was blessed by it. I don't think there's nothing like being in a church that is involved in foreign missions. It just, you can talk to people that deal with in Brownsville, the Brownsville Church. That their pastor started all those Mexican works, and then Brother Baxter, who started all the works in the Philippines. There's just something special about those churches. God's put something special in those people's hearts that are not only willing to give of their pastor's time, you know, we have to be willing to share with the mission work over in the Dominican Republic the time of our pastor. We have to be willing to do that, and then we have to be willing to give of our money. But God blesses, and God blessed us all richly, and I know God's going to keep and continue to bless us. So if you need a little envelope or if you want to write the bottom of your check, can they split it on one check, Sister Weininger? Okay, just write down at the bottom, so much for tithes, so much for offering, so much for missionary. Sister Weininger will take care of it for you. But we don't need to give missions fund just because of the tragedy in Haiti now, but we need to make it a regular thing that we give. So anyway, let's do that, and let's take up some more prayer requests. What else do we have? Sister Painter. All right. Let's pray for Brother Thompson. Sister Elsie. Someone say that louder. I didn't hear a word. All right. See, this is tongues and interpretation here. That's exactly how this works. Thank you. I've been around heavy equipment all my life, and it's just, I don't hear as good as what I used to. What else do we have? Brother Golden. Job situation, and in Sister Karen's hand is bothering her. Sister Abraham. All right, let's pray for that. Let's continue to pray for Brother Johnson's wife. Let's continue to pray for Brother and Sister Weaver, Brother Shelby, Sister Fisher. Hallelujah. Good. All right. Answers to prayer. We love it. You know, we ought to, once in a while, when we're taking up prayer requests, we ought to, some of these prayer requests that get answered, would it be all right to put them up on the board? Answers to prayers. That'd be okay, wouldn't it? We've had two or three tonight. Answers to prayers. Just flash them up there. Let them know that God's still able to do it. So can we have the ushers come forward to we can receive tonight's offerings, tithes, and missionary offering. And then why don't we stand and let's go before the Lord.
Yes.
Okay, Brother Michael said if you're giving cash, it will be going to the missionary fund, so.
It's not missionary offering, but we normally take it
from the time. Okay. Oh, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I didn't know every Wednesday was missionary night. I didn't know that. Well, good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your goodness, God. God, we appreciate so much.
Thank you, Lord.
God, your help and your mercy. We ask for the people, our brothers and our sisters there in Haiti. God, would you surround them with your care, with your love, with your protection, with your mercy, God. Keep them safe, Lord. Cover them, help them, protect them, Jesus. Oh, God, and all these other prayer requests that we've offered up here tonight, God. We know that you're more than able to touch our bodies, God. We know that you're more than able to meet these unspoken prayer requests, Lord. And God, we're looking to you. God, we're asking you for the help in all these areas, Lord. Glory to God. And we're asking you to bless this offering, God. Put it on our heart, God, to love your people more. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before you sit down, just turn to somebody and say, I sure love you. Let's practice that. Brother Painter. Hallelujah.
Here, I'll give you another one.
Oh, love you too, brother Bill.